10,738 Alfred H. Johnson, northwest of Route 13A, north of Garden Lane, being lot 55 within Green Acres Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement. Also, this was a case heard to better prepare for.
Your name and address?
Alfred Jackson.
Okay, your same address, right?
Yes.
All right. And what was that address, go ahead.
8545 Garden Lane, Seaford Delaware, 19973.
Okay. And is this gentleman going to testify?
Yeah.
What's your name and address, sir?
Excuse me. Ben Walter, 407 East Sixth Street, Lawler, Delaware.
W-A-L-T-E-R?
W-A-L-L-E-R.
Waller, okay.
Yes, sir.
And?
Guy Maynard, place Delaware.
Do you all swear or affirm testimony you're going to give tonight is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening.
Evening. How you doing?
Very well.
Can I, I got some pictures and letters. Can I give them to you?
Yes, you can hand them down if you would, please. Thank you.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Isaacs has the pictures from the original.
I do.
Pass those down. Thank you.
I'm just going to put them together and you can. You're welcome.
First, I'd like to say something before I start.
Okay.
I'm the owner of the house. Excuse me. I'm a truck driver, okay? And I pay my contractors to do this job. You know, the questions that y'all can really ask me, I'll be honest with you, I don't have a clue. It's the first time I ever bought a house, okay?
Okay.
And that's why I got my contractors here. Any questions that you want to ask, if you don't mind, I would like for them to answer them to y'all.
Okay.
Okay. We're here for a variance, 5-foot variance in the front of our house. Actually, it's extending the living room of our house. Okay. What we're doing here. First one here, the uniqueness of the house. Well, do not have the unique circumstance of condition of regarding of this property, okay? we do not have an exceptional practical difficulty regarding this property, okay? Now, it's nothing really different that we're going to really do, just extending it. But what we did, we went a little bit too far because we measured it a little wrong from the front instead of the back. Possibility, yeah, it was pretty much a mistake that was done because we have construction being done in the front of our street, okay? Now this reply that what I'm doing right now has to do with a lot of these questions here, I'm going to say pretty much the same thing on a lot of this, okay? possibility of development, okay? Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning according ordinance without a variance? No, it can't, because what it was, again, we measured from the street. You see on the pictures where the black tar, where they have the stakes, where the property line was dug up when they did the street. And if you see it all the way down, don't nobody have no stakes. So you really got to estimate or get the metal detector to try to find this, because that's what we had to do in the back, to find it in the back. This was after, you see on the pictures, we put the foundation up when we found out that we was 3 foot over from the front.
Right.
So when we found the stakes, right, it was brought to our attention what we had to do. The two gentlemen that's back here, okay, we don't know nothing about this right here. They told us about a variance, okay? Instead of knocking it down, this is what we had to do. So we came here to apply for it, right? And that's what bringing us here now, right?
Having no idea they was gonna, like, oppose us getting a variance after they sit in the kitchen with us.
In our living room, I mean our kitchen.
In our kitchen with us, telling us to come here to Georgetown to the planning and zoning building to ask for a variance and then be against it. I thought that was kind of, I didn't understand that.
Right.
You know, being neighborly and friendly, like they was trying to have us to believe, and whatever the alternative motives is, it's ridiculous. I feel like it's ridiculous. You know, we the homeowners, we pay our taxes, like we're not building a barn to put animals or nothing like that. We just want to extend our living room.
Now we had to go through the snow and everything with the snow in part of our living room right there, you know, because they told us here that we had to stop everything until this right here, okay? So that's what we did. And
Mrs. Johnson, may interrupt. So your house has been sitting like this through the winter now? Okay. Originally, who determined where the building should be, the addition should be built? Was it you said initially that you had hired a builder, I assume Mr. Beinert, is it? Beinert? Okay. All right. So who obtained the permit? Okay. So you entrusted him in getting the permit to make sure everything was built in the setback requirement, is that correct?
Okay. Yes.
So perhaps he can address the standards and the reasons why he built this.
Okay.
In your defense.
Okay. Can I say something?
Sure.
We got to make this straight right fast. He did the carpentry. Okay. He did the foundation. So when you say the measurements, that would be him.
Well, ultimately, you being the property owner, it's your responsibility.
I understand.
Okay. However, we do things when we don't. For example, we have an attorney to represent us as a board to advise us. And so essentially that's what you did with these gentlemen, is you suggested that you didn't know what you know the requirements or setbacks were. I assume you entrusted in them to know that?
Right.
Okay. So.
Measurements.
Perhaps they can help you out.
When I got in there, sir, it wasn't any stakes in there at all. The road had just been redone. So what I done, I pulled a tape from the center of the road back to the original foundation. I come up with 52 feet, 7 inches. I took a second measurement from the end of the road and went back to the original foundation. I come up with 41.4.
Are you a licensed contractor in the state?
Sir?
Are you a licensed contractor?
I just retired a year ago.
Uh-huh. Okay. So when you... So you're doing... You did this work for him, the foundation?
I did what, sir?
You did this foundation work for the Johnsons?
Yes.
Okay. Without a contractor's license?
Right.
Okay.
Now,
you say you retired. How many years did you...
Well, I just retired. Matter of fact,
okay.
About the 15th of last year.
And how many years were you in business?
About 42.
And how did you determine where the foundation should be set?
Well, actually... actually, I looked for stakes, and on the summary of the rest of the foundations, I was good to go because I could find the property lines, the stakes, the setbacks, and all this.
So what did you do in the past when you didn't find any property line?
I didn't find them because I know, it used to be District Realty Trailer Court about 21 years ago, and now just a residential. I think the 50 feet should be a prompt reading with no stakes and like that. I couldn't find the property line. It'd been dug up or something, and I measured from the center of the road. I was taught that years ago. And I tried to just do what I had to do and do it right.
Right. Who was the general contractor here?
I got hired as a general contractor after the fact.
And you subcontracted him?
No, sir. He came with the homeowner and hired me to finish the structure itself.
Okay.
I assumed everything had already been measured correctly when I went to get the permit from the county.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It wasn't until after I obtained the permit and came back and started measuring when the other two gentlemen showed up and said that we were not compliant with the footage.
Okay.
I had informed them I had pulled from the edge of the road back my 30 foot, thought I was right. They informed us that this section of Green Acres has to be pulled from the rear of the property to the front to get your proper measurement. Okay. We were not aware of that.
Okay.
And at that point, we stopped and applied for a variance and double-checked all the measurements and found that we were, I think it was either 2 or 3 foot into our setback.
So how do we make this right? Because unless you got gentlemen or someone can convince this board that this request meets the standards for granting a variance, which is the requirement of us, before we grant a variance, we have to be convinced that it meets these standards. How do you suggest we resolve this?
Well, I mean, he's already addressed the first two. I'm saying, the applicant didn't create this problem at all. It's partly measurements that were not taken correctly. This little breezeway is not going to affect the surroundings of the neighborhood. It's going to improve the neighborhood. And the only way that we can finish it is to be allowed this variance of 3 feet to finish the project for Mr. Johnson. Where are we at here? It's not going to change the character of the neighborhood. Like I said, it's going to enhance the property value. For number B, it's going to be no, the variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development or adjacent properties. And for C, it's going to be no, the variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare.
Okay. Let me just stop you there for a second. I believe we heard before that there were variances granted in this development, front yard setback?
Yes, I recall.
This development, they've built decks right on the property lines.
There have been variances?
About 5 or 6.
Okay.
Variances have been granted for front and side.
If you can see in the pictures, the house sits back off the road, I think it's 41 feet before the breezeway starts. So we should have been within our setbacks.
Okay.
There's other houses right in that neighborhood. The neighbors on the side of Mr. Johnson and across the street from Mr. Johnson have decks that are built right on the property line and additions and things like that. I'm not trying to put the blame on somebody else. I'm just explaining.
Right.
Yeah, that 3 foot is all we're asking for.
So you looked around and further thought, well, you're not going to alter the essential character of the neighborhood because there's other encroachments. Is that correct?
It didn't occur to me, but yes.
Okay, thanks. Go ahead. Sorry.
Mine was my fault. As to the extent of the variance, this is, will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? That's going to be yes. A variance will represent the least modification possible as I'm requesting, I had 3 feet, but I got 5 feet granted to bring us into the building code compliance.
Okay.
The pictures out front with the, looked like a landscape tie around it, is that?
That's the water well.
Yes.
That's where they get their local water at, to turn the water on and off to that house.
All right, so that's the water connection?
Yes, sir.
That has nothing to do with the property line or anything?
No, sir. It's just like 3 foot from the road.
Excuse me, can I see? The question that you was just asking them about the water?
Mm-hmm.
That's part of this problem, what we were saying, how things in this construction, it got buried. Don't nobody know where nothing is. And them pictures right there, we took some for across the street where theirs are up on top. Where on our side, they're buried. We if something was to happen, God forbid something happened to the people on this side of me, okay, their water, we share the same cutoff valve. If they don't know, new people getting ready to move in over there, if they don't know where it's at and we fill it in again, because my guy right here dug it up, okay, and just to know where it was, we're trying to find the property line and everything. I didn't know, and I'm the owner. I don't even know where the water shutoff is. No, this is what I'm saying. That's part of our problem here with where we were supposed to measure. Don't nobody know nothing. They just filled it all in because it was a trench there for the drainage. Mm-hmm. And if you see on them pictures, they got a drain. I think it's every four or five houses. There's a little square drain that it's supposed to be.
But it's filled with dirt.
It's filled with dirt. You know, and instead of, they said that they was going to give us 12 feet in the driveway from the street, that they was going to tar it. So they would drain, you know, make it right so the water would drain off. Mm-hmm. If you see on the pictures, they put dirt and put grass there. So
Mr. Johnson, who is they?
The county.
Okay.
County, see, the county gave Garden Lane, supposed to be $80,000 to do that street. So they said, the two gentlemen right here came and told us they spent $120,000. They said they went $40,000 over, but they still didn't do it right because they blocked all the drains up.
And your markers aren't put back.
Yeah, the markers ain't there.
Okay. So you have a homeowners association that acts for everyone?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's part of the problem while we ain't measuring where we're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Me personally, I'm not trying to point the finger at nobody, but I mean, I think it's a simple mistake, you know what I mean, on both sides. You know, some things just didn't get done right.
Some lack of communication.
Pretty much, yeah. That's okay. What I'm saying, sir.
Okay. Sir, did you check with them and ask them where the line was?
What I'm telling you is what they told me.
Okay.
This is what they
you
told
did check
me.
With them.
Yes. By and their remarks was you had to pull from the back of the property to the front on all the houses.
And this was after you started?
Afterwards.
Yeah, this is the only way you're going to get an accurate reading. You got to go from the back. Right. You can't go from the front.
And but they told you after,
yes,
fact.
After the fact.
Well, they came on our property and they did it themselves. Then they told us. You see, so I'm not squawking about that. I just, me personally, I want to get it. I want it to be right. I want to be able to go. They told me when I went to home the settlement, as long as I came here to the county, told the county what I wanted to do. The county tell me what kind of permits and stuff I need to do or whatever I need to do. I'm all right with that, yeah. But when I gotta have people tell me what to do in the community where I live, now I seem to have a problem with that because I pay $120,000 for this house for somebody to tell me what to do. No, y'all can. You tell me, you keep me straight. You tell me exactly what I can do, yes. Then to tell me something wrong, to come apply for a variance and then sit up and tell me you're against it, I don't think that's right. I paid my dues up in there, you know? And then, that's how it is, sir. We just came here, just to do this. We didn't come here to do no trouble or nothing, you know? And I want to improve the house. It's just a little bit too small anyway. We're trying to, you know what I mean? Trying to make the living room a little bigger. That's all it is.
And then by improving, putting the addition, making the living room bigger, it's making our home look better, and it's also making the neighborhood look better, you know?
We have people here that want to do their homes, you know, but they got problems with, you know, some of the things that we're talking about here.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's it, one here.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Please. Ron, any further questions? Sure. Mr. Hudson?
I just want to make sure you're asking for a 5-foot variance.
Excuse me, sir.
Your application states that you're asking for a 5-foot variance. You mentioned something a little less than that a while ago.
A 3-foot. I can't remember if we're 2-foot or 3-foot into the setback, but I feel to make sure that we asked for 5.
Oh, okay.
To make sure that we're in compliance for all the way around.
The inspector, Donna Mowbray, at the time suggested that to them.
Yeah.
She is now retired, but she suggested 5-foot just to cover.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay, there's three. Is there anyone here in opposition?
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. Mr. Johnson submitted a letter in favor of from Paula. I think it's, I cannot read the last name, Armstrong maybe? Okay.
One letter in favor.
Mm-hmm.
Three. Thank you.
Like the last time we was here, we brought.
Yes, and that's part of the.
And then when we came up out, we had that list where we had to get signatures. Mm-hmm. I got signatures and letters when I came back.
Yes, it's in the minutes from previous.
Thank
three
you.
Letters in support of the application.
All right, thank you. And again, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, would you want to come forward, please? You can sit down, sir, just for a moment. We got a couple of people in opposition.
Name and address.
Donald Smith, 8590 Garden Lane, Seaford, Delaware.
Sir?
Walter Langer, 8690 Garden Lane, Seaford, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Start out again by I'm the president of the Homeowners Association. Mr. Langevin here is the treasurer. When the Johnsons had bought into the community, Mr. Langevin had talked to him about some of the setbacks and stuff like that. So he was aware when he bought in 2007, but he did not have his property surveyed correctly. We did have the state come in and put all new drainage in our community because it was poor drainage. They took out 90% of the property markers on that side, on the north side of the property. Even on the south side, I live on the south side of it. Mr. Langevin lives on the south side. Our property markers are not there, they're buried. Over time, the ground just washes and covers them up. In the back of their property, they have two stakes that are probably 2 foot tall that mark the back. And they could have pulled from that, they just did not have it surveyed. I mean, no disrespect to the older gentleman here. He's done this work for 40-some years, he said. But roads, I mean, if they get tore up and get repaved, it might not be right back where it was. So you cannot always go from the center of the road. As far as the uniqueness goes, I don't feel that they need to have this. I mean, all lots are the same size. All the houses are in compliance with the 30-foot setbacks. Some of the variances that have been applied for has just been on the sides of the houses and we're only talking inches. When my neighbor bought the house next to me, I could have opposed his. His house was 2 inches over what it should be. I'm not worried about inches, worried about feet. Mm-hmm. We're talking 3 feet here. Is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to such unique? I don't think that it's practical. When we was discussing things with the contractor, he stated that before he started, we come to him. Well, he had the outside framed up and was putting the trusses on the roof when we went to him, because I asked him to come down, and he came down off of the roof part of it to talk to us. I explained to him, you know, that we was asking him to stop work because he was over the county codes. And when the variance was brought up, he was the one that brought it up. He says that he would get a variance. He's beat them before, he can beat them again. Basically, he was referring to our covenant of rules, but our covenant is exactly what the county is, 30-foot setback. So by him telling us that he's going to beat it, meaning he was going to beat it regardless. Number two, possibility of development. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning? Yeah, I understand that they want to lengthen their living room, but is 3 feet of a living room going to make that much of a difference? Most of the time you're going to have a wall cabinet or shelves or something on the wall anyway, so 3 feet's not going to make that much of a difference. They've lived there since 2007. The living room has been fine. So I don't see why 2010, well, they need 3 more feet of living space. Mm-hmm. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? No, the house has been there. They've had a reasonable use. I don't foresee this extra 3 feet being that much of a difference. Okay. Has a difficulty been created by the applicant? To an extent, yes and no. Both the applicant and the contractor have failed to think about getting the place surveyed to make sure they was in compliance. Does it affect the surroundings? Yes, I do believe it will affect it. 99.9% of the houses are at least a 30-foot setback. This would be the only one that has a 5-foot addition stuck out in front of their property. I don't think it would impair the use, but the lot next to it is an empty lot. The woman that wanted to build there wanted to put a single wide in. And we told her that was not allowed as per county or per covenant codes. So, I mean, she's adhering to that. And that's all we ask, is that everybody comply with the codes, whether they're our codes or the county codes. That's all we're asking. And will the variance represent the least modification? To this point, it's a possibility. The project is not complete, so I mean, as far as shortening it up 3 feet, I mean, it would be a little bit of a hassle, but I mean, to comply with the codes, I mean, everybody has to have a little complication in life, but you gotta comply with codes or laws, whatever it is, I mean, stuff that we have to live by.
I think the problem stem from basically from the owner not doing some homework. He relied on the builders, and one of the builders said here that he was in business 25 years and the other one 42 years. If that's the case, they should know that you don't go from the center of the road. That county code, I mean, you have to go from the front property line. or if you can find it in the back. I have put a fence up around my property in the back. To do that, I went and I found my markers in the back. They were buried. Mr. Johnson's weren't buried. They're 2 feet high. I found my markers, and then my property's like on the side, is like 150 feet, so I stretched the line to the front, and I had to dig for it, but I found my front marker. So I did what needed to be done. Now, if I couldn't have found the markers, I would have had to get a surveyor in to make sure, because I'm not a builder, I'm not a contractor, but I do try to go by what the codes are, what the law is, and I try to follow that. So, the other thing is that Mr. Bayard, or Bayard Construction, along with Donald, I was there when he was there, Mr. Smith, did say to us that he can beat this. He did it in Ridgeville. He did it four other places. He'll do it again. He can do it again. And, you know, that's pretty, you know, well, the other thing is, I know it was said here that there has been variances in the past. My next door neighbor is one of the variances that was granted, and it was granted because his house, which was built, I don't know, 93s and the 90s, was inches over, too close. I mean, it was inches in the wrong direction, and none of the neighbors complained. What, inches are inches. But when you're talking 2-3 feet and being belligerent about it, I'll leave it up to the Board of Justice to do what they need to do. But I'm just stating, you know, what we did. You know, we were asked to be homeowners, members of the Homeowners Association, and in doing so, I have to follow through with the rules and regulations. And I try to do, if we have somebody around that's going to do something, or I try to explain to him some of the rules, because I myself, as a homeowner, came here and found out what the codes are and abide by it. And so I do that with them. Now, Mr. Johnson, a year ago, I mentioned him, because he mentioned to me a year ago, he wanted to put an extension on the front of the home. I explicitly said that you can't put an extension. You can put a deck, you know, if it's within, you know, proper limits, but you can't put an addition. It has to be 30 foot back, a setback from your front property line. And at that time, what I was doing was going around the homes and giving everybody a copy of the covenant, which he signed for. Again, it's part of it's communication. Part of it is the builders not doing their job.
Okay. So you want him to take 3 foot off of that house and you'd be fine with it?
Yes.
If he meets the codes, we're fine. Because, I mean, everybody else in the community has met with the codes. I mean...
Well, let me correct you on that. Okay. There have been 2 front yard variances that have been granted in the past.
Okay. Has it been in the past 3 years? 5 years. I mean, I've lived there for 5 years, and I mean, when I moved into the neighborhood, I mean, I want a neighborhood that's going to be a decent neighborhood. And when I took over the presidency, I mean, I wanted to enforce that.
How often do you gentlemen have a meeting for the Homeowners Association meeting?
90% of the time, we usually try once a month. It's been about 4 months since we've had one.
Because of the weather, and he had death in the family, too. And his house burnt down.
I had a death in the family, and house caught fire last year. So, I mean, it's been kind of a rough year for me. So, I mean, I've kind of shied away from it. But we still, I mean, I still try to do what's right.
Okay. Thank you.
Jim, when there's other ones, can you find out when the other ones were done?
Yeah, he had lot 48, 7 before Mr. Johnson's. I think it was 01, but it was a front yard variance. And then on the opposite side, south of Garden Lane, probably about 30 away from him, was an 07.
So
it was a front and side. And then there's been other side variances granted in there.
How much was the front?
Do it.
I didn't write that down.
You didn't know how much front was?
No.
So in 07, you had a front and a side. In 01, you had front. There's been several sides in there.
And then 93, 08, and 07 been sides for other parcels.
Yeah, but 07, I mean.
08, would you?
Yeah.
In 08, there was one for the side.
Yep. Yeah, well, that.
Were you,
we don't have much problem with, because the sides is usually only just a few inches because of the way the houses are set. I'm not aware of the one that was in 07 for the front yard.
And, okay. And it could be, 07 could have been my next door neighbor, because that's when he bought his property, and it was inches. It wasn't feet. It was inches. It was my next door neighbor.
Okay, well, we could be here all night long and not know for sure. But anyway, we know that there has been some then, you know, been in there with.
Okay.
All right. Any questions for these gentlemen?
I have no more for these gentlemen. I do have another one for Mr. Boehner.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How long have you been in business?
25 years.
And what's the name of the business, your business?
No, my business, Built to Last Construction.
I'm sorry?
Built to Last Construction.
The last?
I have two of them. And the other one's Boehner Construction.
Boehner, okay. And I've kept some records over the years of contractors that have been before us. So I don't recall you ever have been here.
I've never had a problem, sir. No. This is the first time.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sir.
Okay. All right. Hearing no other opposition?
Sam, do I need to be up here?
No, you don't have to be, sir. Okay. Hearing no other opposition. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think certainly some lessons are here to be learned. I think that there's obviously some problems in communication. That doesn't necessarily grant the standards for granting or address the standards for granting a variance. I would hope that the Homeowners Association would certainly look into ways to help safeguard against any future issues and problems in this development, because it does sound like they have some problems that pre-exist the past. We've heard that it was a trailer park. We've heard that they're trying to do the right things in the roads and the water and ditches and whatnot. And hopefully they all can work their problems and issues out in the future. In regards to the standards for granting a variance, I don't know about the rest of you, but certainly there's uniqueness if you consider the fact that as we all know, when things change from a trailer park to a residential community, there's always questions and issues, from Cape Windsor to Swan Keys to many others. And it does make it difficult to develop properties in strict conformity. It's very difficult to address these standards. We've heard testimony the applicant relied on the builder. So in that case, it wasn't necessarily created by the applicant, but as far as the essential character of the neighborhood, I'm convinced that because there are other encroachments and issues and this is such a minor one that it won't necessarily alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
I don't think so.
And I think given the situation, it's quite possible it's a minimum to afford relief. But I'd also like to know how the rest of you feel.
I certainly feel the same way because of that, you know, the opposition. If I could just state, it's hard as you just said in one part, but like when you go from the trailer park and then you go move into, you know, the homes and stuff,
state's been in removed stuff, and there's no way really establish something. There's, you know, communication problems. I agree with that. That's one part of it. And it's hard to address the standard of the grand variance just because of that reason. I really think that it is. I have to concur with you on that. I've been removed. Some of them don't know. Some do know. So I just think it's hard for them to do it. So I, you know. There's a piece of better line of communication. The channels need to be open, as you so stated earlier. I feel.
You know, I think that.
I have no problem with
it. For the testimony I've heard, obviously, I think we all know that the easiest, best way to find out where your property lines are is to get a survey.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there, again, there's a communication issue, and there's, you know, we've heard from the Homeowners Association that, you know, the back property lines are marked. You can't determine where front property line, or, well, you can determine where front property lines are, but you can't determine where side ones are if right. You only know where the back ones are.
That's true. If something's 2 inches high, some 2 foot high, how do you know who damn been pulled up and moved? So you really can't go by that.
So again, I would hope in the future that they would be able to better organize and address any future or prevent future issues
like this,
because I'm sure it's not fun for anybody, any of these parties, to be here tonight and
no.
And be in opposition or what have you.
I have no problem with it. Mr. McCabe, you have no problem? Mr. Whitman?
I don't have any problem with it. I think it's an honest mistake. I mean, they got somebody come in there and did the measurement, and after the fact, they kind of told them how to find out. But it was too late. But I think they knew the building was going on anyway,
mm-hmm.
And somebody from the homeowners should have been there. They saw it started.
Hey.
So I have no problem with this.
Mr. Rezzi?
I agree with Mr. Workman. I believe it was truly an honest mistake. And since there are some variances already approved there, I think I don't have any problem with it.
Okay. If that be the consensus and the feeling of the board, then Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to table case number 10,738 to our next regular meeting.
Table it.
I'd like a little more time to think on it.
Okay. All right, have a second for that motion.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 10,738 until our next regular meeting, which will be January the 24th. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay.
Sir, does that mean we got to come back to
general? No, you won't have to come back, sir. Okay.
Just call the next day.
Just call the next day to the office if you would like.
Call the 25th.
On the 25th, yes, sir. Okay. After 9 o'clock.
And if you want to, and if you'd like to view our deliberations without coming in, you're certain you can go on the internet, and these cameras here, they're keeping an eye on us.
And Judge Judy, huh?
Hey, we're all under the microscope.
Alrighty, Dan.
Okay.
You can do that with, okay?
Hopefully you can appreciate that this is a difficult decision for us.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I don't have a clue. Okay. I haven't a clue.
Thank you.
Appreciate that, sir.
And just to pay, all right? Mm-hmm. All right, thanks a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alrighty.
Yeah, I know.
We might as well go right on to other business, then we'll go under advisement.
Right.
We'll go back to the